Hello, everyone. So, I must talk to you about non-believers and unbelievers. This is an enriching conversation that I've had with, you know, non-believers and unbelievers for years. And we would research religion together. And we found things that did not add up to what we read about Jesus and the New Testament Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So this is what we figured out. And we would say this every time we would see religious honorifics and titles, especially the Christian ones. So I'm going to start with the Eastern Orthodox religious honorifics, the Eastern Orthodox Church. Here are the conclusions that non-believers, unbelievers, and myself came up with. Jesus never called himself ecumenical patriarch of Constantinople. Jesus never called himself patriarch. Jesus never called himself archbishop of an independent church. Jesus never called himself archbishop of a subnational church. Jesus never called himself metropolitan. Jesus never called himself titular metropolitan. Jesus never called himself bishop. Jesus never called himself titular / auxiliary bishop. Jesus never called himself priest presbyter. Jesus never called himself proto-priest. Jesus never called himself arch-priest. Jesus never called himself Archimandrite. Jesus never called himself Hierio-monk, priest-monk. Jesus never called himself priest's wife. Jesus never called himself deacon. Jesus never called himself proto-deacon. Jesus never called himself archdeacon. Jesus never called himself Hierio deacon, deacon monk. Jesus never called himself deacon's wife. Jesus never called himself abbot. Jesus never called himself abbess. A-B-B-E-S-S. The other one is A-B-B-O-T. Jesus never called himself monk. Jesus never called himself Rastafor monk. Jesus never called himself Stravo for monk. Jesus never called himself Skimma monk. Jesus never called himself novice. Jesus never called himself nun. N-U-N. Jesus never called himself Rasa for nun. Jesus never called himself novice, meaning sister in this case. The other means brother. And then me and non-believers, we went down the honorifics and titles of Latter-day Saints, and we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in their entireties, all four books, word for word, and this is the conclusion we came to. Jesus never called himself apostle. Jesus never called himself president of the quorum of the 12 apostles or acting president. Jesus never called himself counselors in a bishopric. Jesus never called himself presiding bishop and counselors in the presiding bishopric. Jesus never called himself branch president. Jesus never called himself counselor in a branch presidency. Jesus never called himself district president and counselors in a district presidency. Jesus never called himself elder. Jesus never called himself high priest. Jesus never called himself full-time missionaries female. Jesus never called himself full-time missionaries male. Jesus never called himself mission president. Jesus never called himself counselors in a mission presidency. Jesus never called himself mission president's wife. Jesus never called himself presiding patriarch. Jesus never called himself priest. Jesus never called himself president of the church and counselors in the first presidency. Jesus never called himself president of the 70. Jesus never called himself 70. Jesus never called himself local and general, relief society, young women, young men, Sunday school, and primary presidents. Jesus never called himself stake president and counselors in a stake presidency. Jesus was a rabbi, a Jewish teacher that is mentioned according to many academic scholars. Jesus never called himself temple president. Jesus never called himself counselors in the temple presidency. Jesus never called himself matron temple president's wife. Jesus never called himself assistant to the matron wife of a temple presidency counselor. Jesus never called himself president LDS church honorific. I noticed me and non-believers, we noticed that Jesus never gave any of these titles to anybody else. And he never gave any of these titles to himself. So I don't understand the whole concept of religious honorifics. Jesus never invented religious honorifics. Jesus never invented religious titles. Jesus never invented religious styles. Why be big on titles and Jesus never was? Here are the other titles that Jesus never called himself, and Jesus never called others. Jesus never called himself preacher. Jesus never called himself pastor. Jesus never called himself reverend. Jesus never called himself priestess. Jesus never called himself archbishop. Jesus never called himself resident bishop. Jesus never called himself doctor. This is now we're talking about Protestantism. Here are more titles that Jesus never called others and that Jesus never called himself. Jesus never called himself Pope. Jesus never called himself Cardinal. Jesus never called himself Major Archbishop. Jesus never called himself Primate. Jesus never called himself Metropolitan Archbishop. Jesus never called himself Vicar General. Jesus never called himself Chore Bishop. Jesus never called himself Abbot Prior. Jesus never called himself Abbess Prioress. Jesus never called himself Episcopal Vicar. Jesus never called himself Vicar Forain Dean. Jesus never called himself Knight /Dame of the Order of Pious Nine, the Order of Saint Gregory, the Order of Pope Saint Sylvester. Jesus never called himself Protonotary Apostolic Honorary Prelate Chaplain of His Holiness. Jesus never called himself Canon, C-A-N-O-N. Jesus never called himself Presbyter Priest. Jesus never called himself Pastor Parish Priest. Jesus never called himself Parochial Vicar. Jesus never called himself Deacon Permanent / Vocational. Jesus never called himself Lay Ecclesial Ministers, Pastoral Workers, Catechists. Jesus never called himself Chaplain. Jesus never called himself Religious Brothers, including Monks, Friars. Jesus never called himself Religious Sisters, including Nuns. Jesus never called himself Transitional Deacon, Seminarian. Jesus never called himself Father. Jesus never called himself Regnal Name Pope. He never called himself His Holiness. He never called himself Your Holiness. He never called himself Holy Father. Jesus never called himself Given Name Patriarch. He never called himself His Beatitude. He never called himself Your Beatitude. Jesus never called himself full name cardinal. He never called himself His Eminence. He never called himself Your Eminence. Jesus never called himself full name cardinal. He never called himself Archbishop of Place. He never called himself the most reverend full name, any post nominals. He never called himself, well, I got my terminal degrees as postnominal, so call me JCD or STD or PhD or DDD. He never called himself those things. He never called himself His Excellency. He never called himself Your Excellency. He never called himself Bishop of Place. He never called himself the Right Reverend full name. He never called himself the Right Reverend Abbot. He never called himself Abbot given name. He never called himself Abbot surname. He never called himself Dom given name. He never called himself Father given name. Jesus never called himself the Reverend Mother full name. He never called himself Mother given name. He never called himself Protonotary Apostolic Honorary Prelate or Chaplain of His Holiness. He never called himself the Reverend Monsignor full name. He never called himself Monsignor surname. He never called himself Vicar General. He never called himself the Very Reverend full name. He never called himself VG. He never called himself the Reverend full name. He never called himself VG Father surname. He never called himself Judicial Vicar. He never called himself Ecclesiastical Judge. He never called himself Episcopal Vicar. He never called himself Vicar Forain. He never called himself Dean. He never called himself Provincial Superior or Rector. He never called himself the Very Reverend full name. He never called himself the Father surname. He never called himself Prior. He never called himself superiors of or in monasteries or of provinces or house of religious order. He never called himself pastor of a parish. He never called himself parochial vicar. He never called himself chaplain or priest. He never called himself permanent deacon. He never called himself the Reverend Deacon full name. He never called himself deacon surname. He never called himself deacon given name informal. He never called himself transitional deacon. He never called himself the Reverend Mr. full name. He never called himself brother full name. He never called himself brother given name. He never called himself brother surname. He never called himself religious sister or nun. He never called himself sister full name. He never called himself sister full, sister given name, informal. He never gave any of these titles to all the men and women that followed him within his discipleship. So, in the book of Luke, you don't see women giving any religious honorifics. The book of Luke talks about women following Jesus, discipleship wise. And none of the men are given any religious honorifics by Jesus. The concept of titles came from the Bible writers and the Roman Empire. None of the religious honorifics ever came from Jesus himself. None of the religious honorifics ever came from God. So just because it happens in houses of worship does not mean it's automatically divine. Because everything in church is not everything of God. Jesus never called himself candidate for priestly ministry, seminarian. Jesus never called himself the Reverend Seminarian full name. Jesus never called himself Mr. Full Name. Jesus never called himself Mr. Surname. Jesus never called himself candidate for diaconal or lay ministry, deacon candidate, or lay ecclesial minister candidate. Jesus never called himself Archbishop, the Most Reverend, Most Rev. Dot. Jesus never called himself Your Grace. Jesus never called himself the Right Reverend, RT. Dot Rev. Dot. You know that means Right Reverend. Jesus never called himself the French Monsignor. Just like he never called himself the Italian Monsignor, and Jesus did encounter the Romans. Jesus never called himself Bishop BP Dot. Jesus never called himself Doctor Divinity D Dot D Dot. Jesus never called himself Doctor DR Dot. Jesus never called himself the Reverend Doctor. Jesus never called himself Diocesan Priest, the Reverend Lord. Jesus never called himself Dominus in Latin. Jesus never called himself abbreviated as Rev. Dot, D-O. Dot, D-O-N. Dot. Jesus never called himself religious priest, Padre, Father, F-R. Dot. Jesus never called himself religious sister, the Reverend Sister, Rev. Dot, S-R. Dot. Jesus never called himself permanent deacon, Deacon, D-C-N. Dot. I think y'all get the point. I don't want to bore y'all, but it's basically the same titles, but in different languages. That's pretty much all it is. Okay, I'll give you a few more. Jesus never called himself his lordship. Jesus never called himself the venerable. Jesus never called himself the Reverend Canon. Jesus never called himself the Reverend Deacon. Jesus never called himself the Reverend Mother. He never called himself the Reverend Father. He never called himself Deacon Mother. He never called himself Deacon Father. Ugh. The reason why I'm disgusted is because I don't understand how anybody can be a mature Bible studier of it, student, and get so excited by positions of ecclesiastical leadership. Those titles are irrelevant to Jesus. Those titles do not resonate with Jesus. Those titles are unrelatable to Jesus. So, and where we got our understandings of Jesus not being a big fan of titles, me and non-believers read Matthew chapter 23, verses 7 through 12. Jesus is said to have said, "They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Here are the New International Version commentaries that me and non-believers read regarding these words. It says, Jesus again exposed the hypocritical attitudes of the religious leaders. They knew the scriptures but did not live by them. They didn't care about being holy, just looking holy in order to receive the people's admiration and praise. Today, like the Pharisees, many people who know the Bible do not let it change their lives. They say they follow Jesus, but they don't live by his standards of love. People who live this way are hypocrites. We must make sure that our actions match our beliefs. People desire positions of leadership not only in business, but also in the church. It is dangerous when love for the position grows stronger than loyalty to God. This is what happened to the Pharisees and teachers of the law. Jesus condemned leaders who served themselves rather than others. Jesus challenged society's norms. To him, greatness comes from serving, giving of yourself to help God and others. Service keeps us aware of others' needs, and it stops us from focusing only on ourselves. Jesus came as a servant. What kind of greatness do you seek? So when myself and non-believers read that, we both strongly agreed that the index of religious honorifics, religious titles, and religious styles are abhorrent and immoral. We didn't read the Bible so we can be super duper Christian. We read these passages to challenge the title hungry institutional version of solitary confinement. You're boxed in by what you think people should call you instead of who and what you truly actually are. So, how do non-believers perceive me? Non-believers see me as a non-believer, and I'm not insulted by it. Here's why. I have the ability to display inner beauty without ever using religious language, without ever doing scriptural quotations, without ever doing any pious ritualism. And that's how I am with non-believers. I'm a decent dude who doesn't really mention spirituality, faith, religion when I talk to non-believers. When we do talk about it, it's because we're talking about our childhoods, because most of the non-believers I knew grew up in believer households, so that's pretty much the only time we really talk about it. Other than that, we just don't. Not because we can't, but because it's just not in us to harp on religion so much in terms of, you have to believe this, you can't believe that. We don't do that. So, yes, I am a part of the non-believer community, you know, like how believers see, you know, I'm a part of the believer community, I'm also part of the non-believer community, because I have a way of expressing inner beauty in different ways with believers. I discuss inner beauty from the biblical standpoint that they can relate to. See me, I see myself as someone that can demonstrate the same concept in more than one way. And I'm not hypocriting at all, because diverse people require diverse treatment. That does not mean inequality, that does not mean inequity, that does not mean injustice. It just means how you interact with an outgoing person is not the same as how you would interact with a shy person. An introvert and an ambivert, there's differing socialization techniques that you utilize. And so I have that same concept when it comes to believers and non-believers, right? Same thing. So, yeah, non-believers see me as a non-believer, and I'm okay with that. Basically, because I don't ever harp on piety, agnostics see me as agnostic, atheists see me as atheist, freethinkers see me as freethinkers, humanists see me as humanist, the non-religious see me as non-religious, rationalists see me as rationalist, skeptics see me as skeptic, secularists see me as secularist. And I'm cool with that, because I do not want to make people feel like there's a singular way to be a wholesome human being. There's more than one way. What I mean is, it's similar to assisting the elderly lady across the street when you walk with her. You can be kind that way. I can tutor children in after school programs because they need help with completing their homework assignments. Or I can volunteer at a museum as a tour guide, assisting people around the museum so they can go to like the cafe when they're hungry, or they can go to different floors to so they can go, oh, okay, I want to check these exhibits out. There's more than one way to show human wholesomeness in our world. And those are the three of the countless ways that I've just verbally demonstrated to you. So I am great, and I am grateful that non-believers claim me as one of them. I'm happy about it. I'm thrilled, and they're right. You know, it's kind of like how believers go, well, you remind me a lot of these particular characteristics of Muhammad, these particular characteristics of the prophets of old. Yeah, you're one of us, Antonio. I go, yeah, you're right. Because if I, being who I am, and you're saying I'm morally excellent, and you're saying I'm morally excellent based upon the framework of the religious text that you've studied, I take it as a compliment. That's just me. But yes, I am very grateful that unbelievers go, Antonio is a part of our human group, and I'm ecstatic about that. Next, it gets deeper. So, those of agnostic atheism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of allotrism or allotry claim me. I'm not offended. Those of anti-religion claim me. I'm not offended. Those of apatheism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of anti-theism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of deism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of igtheism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of letcism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of naturalism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of secular humanism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of post-theism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of secularism claim me. I'm not offended. Those who are spiritual but not religious claim me. I'm not offended. Those of theological non-cognitivism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of transtheism claim me. I'm not offended. Those of irreligion claim me. I'm not offended. Here's why I'm not offended. And here's why all these types of secular people say you're one of us. I enjoy that, because if I'm able to demonstrate a soft heart to you, and I don't do it completely the religion way when it comes to secular people, I'm cool with that. As long as soft heartness was demonstrated, how you see me is how you see me. As long as you're saying, you know what, I want to align myself with you, Antonio, because of your soft heart, I'm not going to get mad that they go, yeah, we don't think you all that religious. I'm okay with that. As long as we have a healthy connection, we're cool. Yeah, it's all good. It's cool. And I know what I'm saying is shocking to like believers, but in my mind, people have diverse ways of complimenting you. The goal is, the natural goal is to love on a person. So if you're good at loving different kinds of people, different kinds of people are going to see you as one of them. Now, of course, you can have differences of belief and claim each other, love each other, and still be true to who and what you are. And yes, I'm true to what I am, as who I am, Antonio, meaning I'm just a person that loves people boundlessly, and I do not, and I dislike human entrapment, right? That's what confining, being claustrophobic, and suffocation is. So for me, I'm an unconventional, non-traditional, free thinking, free loving, free living, free spirited person. Meaning, and I'm unorthodox, meaning I don't march to the beat of society's drum. Society, I force them to march to the beats of my drum. That's all that means. That's no dig at religious people. That's no dig at faith-based people. That's no dig at spirituality people. I'm simply saying, hey, all of these stereotypes that society says we all should live by based upon you and your characteristics, that's not me at all. So that's all I'm saying. So for me, I really do enjoy the non-believer world. And I can honestly say that the kind of believers I'm around are outside the box thinking too. They don't believe the way the mainstream believers do. And of course, the non-believers I'm around, they're all unorthodox, all of them. So I'm just happy to relate to so many people. Like for me, I'm gonna take it a step further. There's variations of agnosticism, so bear with me. Those of strong agnosticism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of weak agnosticism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of apathetic agnosticism say you're one of us, and I'm cool with that. Those of agnostic theism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of weak atheism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of agnostic atheism, agnosticism, like I said, apathetic agnosticism, they all say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those who are pantheists of religious skepticism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of strong atheism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of implicit atheism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of explicit atheism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. Those of philosophical naturalism say you're one of us. I'm cool with that. So for me, I'm just at a point where I love being claimed by all kinds of good people, regardless of their view on religion. End of episode.